Ravens long snapper Morgan Cox, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. Morgan, your job, as much as it is an invisible job, you're smack dab in the middle of the line, you do put in a lot of extra work. The special teams unit comes out first, you, the punter, the kicker, every week, and you guys are on the field first. And it's fine when you're at home, but when you're on the road, that means you are the target of fans. You're the first Raven they get to see.
In uniform, yeah.
In uniform, which means you're not getting a whole lot of love on the field, are you?
Right, yeah. And it was funny. That was one of Justin's kind of favorite things about going to Denver is he got to go on the field first. And he said, you know, he's never gotten more boos in a pre-game setting than when he went out there. But, yeah, it is fun for us to kind of go out there and get the first interaction with fans and stuff. They always react to Justin's kicks and stuff like that. So.
And it's a little bit like the bus ride into the stadium.
Right.
Fans are showing you, you know, the different parts of their anatomy, usually their middle finger,
right.
and saluting you in different ways.
Yeah.
I don't think fans realize how much players actually enjoy that.
It is. It's funny how much that kind of, that stuff kind of fires you up. It gets you in the mood for what's about to come. You know, the game kind of prepares you. It helps. I mean, as strange as that is, you know, it helps you get in the emotion of the game and get ready for, you know, the excitement. So
obviously you're part of a team, but you're also part of a team within a team. You, Justin Tucker, Sam Cook, you guys are known as the Wolf Pack because you are inseparable in practice and in games. Wherever you see one of them, there's always three of you guys
usually
right there.
The other two, right.
So the good news is I'm taking it you get along pretty well, right?
We do. Yeah, we do. We get along really well. And the dynamic of our relationship, you know, our friendship has really kind of developed over the year that we had. And we all expect, you know, perfection of each other so that each can do his own job to the best of their ability. You know, I always tell people that, you know, if I'm doing my job as well as I think I can, then Sam's job is going to take care of itself, and same goes for Justin because they're as good as any of them in the league.
Because it is, for the three of you, it's an automatic thing. It's boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. So you're always snapping to Sam one way or the other. You're
right.
either snapping to him as the holder or as the punter. How vastly different are those two jobs, snapping for a field goal, snapping for a punt?
They're just kind of – they're different, animals, I guess, to the way I approach them. You know, the punt snap, you have to jump back and block, and usually block somebody a lot bigger than I am. But then for a field goal snap, it's you know, you really are expected to be literally perfect on laces. Laces need to be forward. We call it 12 o'clock, and then, you know, it has to be in a good spot to where it's down in a rhythm such that Justin can see it for the entire time that he's, you know, trying to kick. And so, yeah, to go back to the punt, you know, it's a lot more of, kind of, I guess, a power shot versus the finesse shot. So they're just two different animals.
And because the punt is longer, mm-hmm. there's a little bit more,
much more
leeway where the ball's going to wind up wind alone.
To a degree, yeah, you do take in the wind a lot more. But Sam is so good, you know, directionally. I think we, you know, a lot of people have seen how good he is directionally. That we usually, you know, if he's going to the left side of the field, then I'll try and put it on his left side, usually on the left hip. If it's right, then I'm trying to put it on the right hip. And so there's a lot of, you know, very precise things about it. But it's all about muscle memory in the end. So.
And by that, you just mean practice. You're not really even thinking. You're just seeing a target and hitting it.
So everybody, you know, a lot of dads come to me in the off season and say, you know, can you work with my kid and stuff like that? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy. But there's no secret potion to it. I mean, I was out in the yard with my dad every day, or, you know, at least, you know, two or three times a week. You know, just snapping the ball. You know, and I always practiced. You know, and so that to me is just repetition. You know, doing it a million times.
But it is one of those unique skill sets. You can find plenty of quarterback coaches. You can find mm-hmm. offensive line coaches. You can find defensive back coaches. Mm-hmm. How many people know the proper technique in snapping to a field goal holder or a punter? And, you know, how do you find that?
It is. It's not easy. And the way I kind of approach it with anybody really is get comfortable. Because, you know, when you get in these moments, like big moments like we've been in before, you want to be as comfortable as possible. You don't want to be doing something that you've got to think about and go out there and, you know, oh, is everything in the right place? And so what I usually do is just I take what's there and tweak it to make sure that, you know, everything is operating smoothly. But I don't change anything drastically as a coach. And so I had that when I was going through, when I was coming up through college. The guy that snapped before me at Tennessee was kind of did the same thing for me, kind of tinkered with little things and helped me get better that way. But there's definitely not a whole lot of snapping coaches. There's, you know, it's very, very specialized in that way.
And you have had some huge games in your career.
Right.
And, you know, the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship game, Denver, overtime in the divisional playoff.
Right.
Are you thinking when you go out there, okay, if everything goes well, we could be going to a really big celebration, or are you trying to empty your mind and just focus on your skill?
It's mostly emptying of the mind. You know, like on the sideline is where a lot of that is done. You kind of have to, you push out negative thoughts and bring in, you know, positive and, you know, breathing exercises. There's a lot of things that, you know, guys do differently and just to concentrate on their job. But yes, we've been in some big games, but once you're out on the field, and I tell people a lot that, you know, they say, well, how loud is it out there? Well, like, I really can't hear anything because I got my head between my legs and, you know, I'm covering up my ears, you know, having my head above and my hands above.
That sounds like the beginnings of a joke, right?
Right, yes, absolutely. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that it's real because, I mean, even as loud as Denver was, I really didn't hear anything because you're so focused in, you're in that zone where you got to get your job done.
And you got it done. But it doesn't always work out perfectly. When we continue with Morgan, we'll talk about the art of overcoming disaster as Ravens One-on-One rolls on.